Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So you want to do the Brett Gardner story, then we'll announce the Pulse of the People nominees?
We got to commend Brett Gardner.
Go right ahead. What is it?
Brett Gardner was offered $6 million in spring training by the Toronto Blue Jays.
Is that right?
And Brett Gardner said, "No, I'm good." Then the Atlanta Braves, who lost Eddie Rosario to that eye issue, offered him a chance to join the Atlanta Braves. Don't know the money, but the defending world champions said, "Come to us, Brett." And Brett said, "No, thank you."
Now, remember, Brett Gardner opted out of the last year of his contract with the Yanks. I was going to pay him a couple million bucks. Not six, I don't think.
No, it was less than that.
Yeah, I think it was two.
Yeah, it was like $2.5-3 million.
So the Blue Jays offered him triple, said F you. The Braves offered him something.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
And so the thought is Brett Gardner will only play for one team. And that is the New York Yankees.
But he opted out.
He did.
Like, what was the purpose of that? I would think, getting other offers, right?
I don't know. I mean, it's a good question. Maybe at the time he thought, I will go to another team. And maybe when it became close to reality, Brett Gardner said, I don't want to do that. I've only been a New York Yankee. I don't want to be in the division competing with the Yankees. And I don't know if this ever turns into the Yankees signing him. Because right now, when you look at the way the Yankees are constituted, even with Hicks struggling, even with Joey Gallo mostly struggling, do you want Brett Gardner back?
I think Yankee fans adore Brett Gardner.
Sure.
But I don't think they wanted him back. And I think what would have happened was every time he played and didn't hit the ball, which would have been more than half the time easily, I think it would have pissed people off. I think it would have ultimately, it would have been like, the coach's son, hey, he's not supposed to be on every 3-day or every 2-day outfielder.
Right.
But we know they always wind up relying on him, blah, blah, blah.
But he,
now, if Aaron Hicks gets hurt, which he usually does,
right,
or someone else gets hurt, and you now need an extra outfielder,
And I think that's why Brett's waiting. He's still that break glass in case of emergency guy. You know, I think that there's always that possibility if the Yankees get hit by the injury bug that they'd give him a call. But Brett Gardner has shown loyalty to the New York Yankees because he's turning down offers from good teams for decent money, apparently saying, no, I only want to be a New York Yankee.
I respect it. He's turned down a lot of money to maintain his career as a lifetime Yankee. And while I think he made a bad business decision in opting out of the final year, I think it was a 2-year deal, and he opted out of it, which was his right. If you're going to opt out, you're opting out so that you can shop yourself to make more money than what the guarantee was. That's the only reason to opt out.
Yeah, but sometimes you may opt out.
He opted out and said no to more money.
I walk you through this because I think it's possible. He opts out with that intention. If I'm going to field other offers and I'll end up getting a better deal from the Yankees, or I'll leave, I'll go somewhere else. And then maybe as reality sets in, he thinks about it and says, I don't want to go anywhere else. Now, I don't want to go anywhere else. Yeah, it sounded good when I made the decision to opt out, but I'd rather not play unless it's with the New York Yankees. At this point,
that's a guy. I know they're never going to retire Brett Gardner's number or give him a plaque or anything like that. I know that. I'm not suggesting he's Paul O'Neill. But, man, he had a great run as a Yankee.
Oh, no doubt.
He really had a great run. He's like one of those glue pieces that had a great career and seemed like he was on the trade block every single year.
He's Roy White. Now, that's before my time, but Roy White had a 15-year career for the New York Yankees. Not a Hall of Famer, but he was a solid Yankee.
Roy White's a top 10 all-time hits leader when he retired for the New York Yankees.
Well, yeah, because he spent 15 years with the Yankees.
Yes.
But look, no one's saying Roy White's a Hall of Famer, but what you're saying is Roy White was a really good Yankee. He was a part of a couple of championship teams, and he never played for another team. And I think Brett Gardner, for our era, is Roy White, which is not a bad comparison.
No, Roy White's a great comparison. I got to know Roy, and Roy gets very irked when Yankee fans forget his place kind of in Yankee history based on the numbers.
Right.
He's very, very sensitive to that, and I respect that, rightfully so. He had a great Yankee career.
Yeah, Roy had a very good career.
Sure did.
Look, you spend 15 years with one team.
And especially the Yankees.
Right, and you're a part of bad Yankee teams. And that's not a knock on him. He bridged the gap between the bad 60s to the championship late 70s.
Yeah.
So I think, unfortunately, that hurts him a little bit because, unfortunately, you think about all the bad teams he was on. Not that it's his fault. It wasn't his fault they were bad.
Right.
And in ways, Brett Gardner is similar. Not that the Yankees were ever bad, but he bridged the late 2000s, where they were a championship team and then a contender, to the years where they missed the playoffs, to the years where they were back being a legitimate contender again.
I've connected with Josh Lewin, and there's an expectation that the podcast will return. All right?
So there's nothing sexy about why they shut him down?
Well, you know, sworn to secrecy.
So there is something, but you can't say it?
No, there's nothing. He just expects that it'll come back. And all will be well, and says his regards to all Met fans. He misses all of you dearly.
Did he really say that?
Yeah.
His podcast's been on for 2 days.
He'll be back.
So there's nothing scandalous with this?
Nope.
Then that is a boring story, no offense.
Well, I just want to come full circle on it.
I'm just letting you know. A podcast isn't going to happen for a few weeks.
I want to come full circle on that for those of you that lived by the release of the Met podcast. Now you know that it will be back at some point.
Good to hear.
Maybe a different name, maybe a different host, maybe a different platform.
Different host?
It will ultimately return in some way, shape, or form.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Happy Susan. There you go. Here's Frankie in Staten Island. Frankie, what's going on, Cookie?
What's up, Cookie? What's up, Ev?
Okay.
So, hands down, Craigie, and you'll agree with Miss, Bagels R Us on Staten Island have the sickest, dopest cream cheese spread.
Yeah, the cream cheese became like the thing of for bagel stores in the last 5 years. It's crazy.
Crazy, right? Yeah. Hey, it's a moneymaker. It's a fact.
Yep.
So quick to the Rangers. I got one question for the Cartini.
Yep.
Did you make any predictions the other night?
If not,
lock it up.
I will give you my Ranger prediction for tonight, which I know is what you're getting at.
Did you get the other game right?
Well, let me be fair. The 7-2 loss, I did not get anywhere close to being right. But
correct.
I did have the Rangers winning 2 nights ago, yeah.
But what was the score? Okay. Were you right about the score?
What was the final score of the game, Evan?
5-3. Final score was 5-3.
I had 4-3. I didn't count for the empty netter, so that's on me.
Did you have 4-3?
All right, you got it.
Yes.
I wrote it down. You didn't have 4-3.
Keep it on.
Okay.
Keep doing what you were doing.
Thank you.
Obviously, it's very exciting tonight. Feeling confident, feeling good because Sid the Kid is out. Listen, hate him, but you see him out there.
Dude, I think tonight is a Big Show Bob, like, must-watch event for New York sports.
It really is.
The question is your goaltender, who had a marvelous season? I mean, there's no one who can question what he did this year. He deserves to win the Vezina. Can he come back in a building that was taunting him, in a building in which he was pulled twice in 2 games? Can he come back and give you that big-time Henrik Lundqvist-like championship performance?
Yes,
I truly believe so. I'm not just saying
that.
Well,
guess what? Tonight's game is going into overtime.
Oh, you're going with an overtime prediction.
Yes, I am. You are going into
OT.
Oh, you're going to love it. Not three overtimes. Tonight's game is going to be 3-3 going into overtime, and the New York Rangers will prevail 4-3.
Wow.
Okay. If you get that, Craigie,
yeah,
I'm taking you on your food tour through Staten Island, everything on me.
Done.
But, Evan, done. Lock it up. Signed, sealed, delivered.
All right.
I have a serious question for Evan.
Yeah.
Ev, I'm still shocked that the Islanders let go of Trot. Here's where I'm going. You said it before. We have a nominee for the Hart Trophy, for those that don't know, MVP of the league.
Thank you.
Craig says thank you. Yes.
Appreciate that. You also have potential Vezina Trophy.
All right, you want Barry Trotz. Is that your freaking point, Frankie?
So here's my question.
Yes.
The Rangers come up short. I blame, I hate to say it, coaching, because I just feel like you can't come in to round one, 2 weeks going into
the playoffs. I got you.
They lost the momentum. Here's my question.
Go.
Some might sacrifice me. Do you blame coaching for this? I mean, I didn't expect the Rangers.
A little bit, but here's the caveat here. One thing I was surprised about is, I respect Boomer on this as a diehard fan, the moment they hired Gallant months and months ago, he didn't love the hire. And there were a lot of Ranger fans who were very lukewarm about the hire. Now, they had a great regular season, and there's no doubting how successful they were. If they lose this series, whether it's tonight, whether it's on Sunday, they get bounced in the first round, and you have a chance to hire a guy that, quite frankly, is a better coach. I don't think there's any debate. I think we all know that. To me, I would make that decision. That doesn't necessarily mean I'm blaming their first-round loss on Gallant.
But you think there's a better guy available?
Well, there is.
Okay.
There's a Stanley Cup-winning head coach who's right there. Now, franchises usually do that, where after 1 year where the team did have great success, or at least much more success than the previous few years, do they fire a coach after 1 year? Is that necessarily fair? I'm not saying it's fair. Doesn't mean I blame them for losing. But if I have a chance to hire what I think is a clearly superior head coach that gives me a better chance to eventually win a cup, then I would do it.
Evan, I am very pleased to tell you that the Pulse of the People has announced the third nominee, and they are about to announce the fourth nominee for this year's Pulse of the People Award.
Let's go.
All right, hit it, boys. So far, we know that Steve Cohen, owner of the Mets, has been nominated. We know that Stu Finer, Barstool Sports handicapper, has been nominated. Joining those two men are Boomer Esiason.
Boomer?
Yes.
I thought the Pulse of the People committee was pissed at him last year, remember?
Well, here's what it says. A recent decision to bless the Recco Cornhole League with his presence has led to a change of heart in the 11th hour for the Pulse committee. His continued support for the CF community is unmatched. Much like Kyrie Irving, he is not swayed by public pressure. Your nominee for the Pulse of the People, Boomer Esiason.
Wow. Wait, may I ask a question?
Yeah,
is there any sympathy vote going on right now because he got hit with the COVID?
Because he's got COVID?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have nothing to do with the Pulse of the People.
No, I'm just asking a question.
How would I know?
I'm sure we're all thinking that. Like, did he get the sympathy vote because he got a little sick?
And your fourth nominee. Hit it, boys. And I think it's very apropos that these two gentlemen are nominated on the same day.
Oh, someone with him?
Yes.
Well, it's got to be like, what, Mark Messier?
This nominee chose to take a very expensive and unpopular stance.
An expensive and unpopular stance.
Like so many great American leaders before him, he stood by his beliefs at great cost in the face of peril. Your fourth Pulse of the People nominee, Kyrie Irving. Wow.
Wait a second. So Boomer and Kyrie nominated at the same time?
That's right. Holding hands.
That's beautiful.
So there you go.
Look, both of them have stood up against some of these ridiculous vaccine mandates. They've been lockstep together, speaking for the voiceless. So it kind of makes sense that Boomer and Kyrie would be together.
Boomer, a proponent of the vaccine. Kyrie, of course, not.
But both against the mandate.
Yes. And their brotherhood will shine forever and ever.
Wow.
As 2022 Pulse of the People nominees.
Wow. I got to tell you, I am very proud because you have to check the records. I think this is the first time a Net has ever been nominated for the Pulse of the People.
That's a very good point. Very good point.
Did Chris Humphreys get nominated?
No, I think Gary Sussman did, though, 1 year.
Gary Sussman.
When he used to do the track updates at midnight on the Fan. from Yonkers Raceway prior to being the New Jersey Nets public relations director.
For the first time since Gary Sussman, someone affiliated with the Nets has been nominated for the Pulse of the People.
Kyrie Irving. Tommy, you should book all the nominees, by the
way. Absolutely.
Yeah, should get Kyrie on.
By the way, I apologize for doing this, Craig, but I have to do it. Got to ask you a question.
Yeah, feel free.
Any Knicks nominated for the Pulse of the People?
Thus far, no.
So there's a net.
Yeah.
And there's no Nick.
Thus far.
Thus far.
Yeah.
Who runs New York?
Well, he was nominated. He didn't win yet.
He's a nomination.
He has been nominated.
I don't think anyone from the Knicks is going
to
be nominated.
To be fair, Evan.
Who runs New York?
There are 10 total nominees.
Who runs New
York? I mean, there could be two Knicks. Then what are you going to say?
Julius Randle?
I'm just telling you there could be.
Stop it.
I didn't say
Who runs New York?
Well, right now the Knicks don't have one.
Kyrie runs it. He's a nominee.
I want to congratulate Kyrie.
Congratulations, Ky.
Yeah.
You should let him know. He should know about this.
Well, I think they copied him.
Did the committee let him know?
Yeah.
He should be talking about this the next time he's playing whatever video game he's playing.
Yeah, right? He really should. He really, really
should.
About
time he get the recognition he deserves. Congratulations, Kai.
Apparently somebody hacked his Discord stream as well.
I heard about that.
What he's saying.
Does the Pulse of the People know anything about this?
Oh, hey, joining us on the hotline right now is one of my favorite people in all of sports. I've advocated for him for so long, and I'm so happy he's still in New York. And it's a former New York Met and the manager of the Long Island Ducks, my dear buddy, Wally Backman. Wally, Craig and Evan on the Fan, how you been, buddy?
I'm doing great, Craig.
I miss you so much. I miss you so much. Now, listen. How you doing? How's your family? Is everybody good? And how you feeling?
No, everybody's good. I feel great. I need some starting pitching. We lead the league in hitting. We lead the league in defense.
Yep.
Lead the league in hitting with runners in scoring position. Our starting pitchers have won one game this year.
Well, I got good news for you. Craig's throwing out the first pitch on Sunday, and if that first pitch looks good, you should sign him.
You might get
hired. I think you can do two jobs,
well,
Craig.
Hold on. Do you believe in a starting pitcher throwing the ball 43 miles per hour or no?
If it works, it works.
All right, so here's my question. There's a big event for Elijah Farm, which is a foundation that helps folks with autism. And it's a wonderful, wonderful foundation. And as you probably know, they've got the whole ballpark for your game on Sunday. And they graciously asked me to throw out the first pitch, which will be a privilege for me to do it on Sunday. But I was saying to Evan, I think it would be pretty cool if I drilled your mascot when I throw out the first pitch. And I wanted your take on that.
I love it. I love it. Thank you.
All right, good. Then I think it might be back on.
Now you can do it.
Well, I
got
to get permission from somebody
it.
You got the opinion from the person that matters the most.
Right.
Damn right.
Right. Right, right, right. All right. So there you go. I'm going to drill the mascot. Well, listen, you know I love you and root for you. And I think it's great that you're still on Long Island. I know you may have other aspirations one day, but great to still have you here in New York. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday. And Godspeed and keep doing what you're doing, bud.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, I'll see you. I'll be there by one, so I'll make a point of finding you and saying hi and reminiscing,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, come on in.
I definitely
will. You got it.
All right, I'll see you Sunday. Thanks, bud.
Take care, guys.
Wally Backman. There you go.
Now
so
you can
I got
do
permission.
It. You got permission from the manager of the Ducks.
There you go.
World Series champion.
You better tell Quacker Duck it's coming. Or Quacker Jack. What was his name?
It's Quacker Jack.
Yeah, Quacker Jack. It's coming, Quacker Jack.
And his sister, Quacker Jill.
They'll have a Quacker Jill.
It's coming.
There's no doubt. Wally's like, that's it. And nothing else you want to talk about?
Want to break down the pitching staff?
I don't want to put Wally in a spot. Listen, Wally, of course, would love to manage in the pro level or, you know, MLB level. And I think he's certainly got the goods to do it. And we all recognize there is some baggage there. But I've always thought he is a wonderful manager, gets the most out of young players. And one day maybe he'll get that chance.
Which, I'll tell you this.
You know, his background, unfortunately, stopped him from getting.
But. I bet you he would have pulled Joe Kelly after he walked two guys last night as opposed to Tony La Russa, who literally passed out in the dugout.
Yeah, but worse than that, he would not have had he wouldn't have brought the lefty in to face three consecutive righties.
Right, after,
starting with Stanton, who's already hit two home runs.
Right after Anthony Rizzo, let me go to the lefty against Stanton.
Like, it was just stupid.
That was bad.
Right?
I knew that La Russa was getting hitting crap earlier this season for his lineup. I think he was hitting Larry Garcia third, who was batting ninth in this game. So I remember seeing that, but we're not watching every White Sox game. Last night, we're watching Yankees-White Sox. That was a managerial display that left you with your mouth open saying, what? Who the hell is managing this team? Can't be a Hall of Famer, can it? It's crazy.
So, all right, now I've got permission, so that's good.
So now you're doing it.
Well, you know, it's still kind of a, we'll see how it goes. Because I don't know where the mascot's going to be when I throw out the pitch. He might be standing next to me, right? He might be catching, for all I know. I don't know how they do it at, you know, minor league parks. They probably do a little crazy creative stuff.
Who are the Ducks playing that day?
You had to be that guy.
I just wanted to see.
You got to be. You know, it's funny. I looked it up yesterday, too.
Did you?
I swear, I don't remember.
So you kind of had a great response.
I tell you why I looked it up. I looked it up because they told me to get there at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And in my head, I'm like, well, what time's the game start? I figured it started at 1 o'clock. And if I got there at 1, I'm not going to throw out the first pitch.
What time does the game start?
Game starts at 1:30.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, I didn't know that. Yeah. So hold on a second. Who do they play?
The West Point Rockers.
The West
Point the Rockers?
Rockers?
The Rockers are tough, man.
Is that right?
Marty Jannetty. Have you heard about Marty? Marty Jannetty.
I'm going to beat you. I swear I'm going to beat you.
No, no. Jannetty is a very good right-hand hitter. But you got to watch out for his unheralded.
You looked this up 10 minutes ago.
No. Marty Jannetty's on the Rockers.
High Point, yeah. Not West Point. High Point.
And also, Shawn Michaels is their cleanup hitter. He's a toughie, man. He's got a little bit of an attitude, a little bit of an ego.
Yeah.
Is watch that right? out for him. Also, yeah. Their shortstop's got by the name of Leif Cassidy. People kind of forget about Leif. Yeah. Leaf's a good little player. So watch out for those Rockers.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. What's Saturday's date?
Saturday is May 14th. That's tomorrow.
May 14th, right?
Today is May 13th, Friday the 13th.
Hold on a second. We have a problem.
What's the issue?
All right. Double booked?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm doing it Sunday, not Saturday. Yes. I apologize. Yeah. Did I say Saturday?
No, you said Sunday.
Yeah. This whole time you've been saying Sunday.
God, because yes. I just had a...
Well, what happened?
I looked at Saturday's game. That's at 6:30.
No.
No, I'm going out there on Sunday.
Yes.
It's a 1:35 start on Sunday. Yes, against the Rockers.
Yes.
That's not John Rocker, right?
No. It's Leif Cassidy, Marty Jannetty, Shawn Michaels, and the Rockers.
You guys are playing a prank on me.
No, he's
What's
right.
What's the prank?
There is none.
There's like make-believe names?
No. Those are the players on the team.
Those guys are Rockers, dude.
Some kind of like Savannah Banana thing we're getting at? What's going on?
Nope.
I know you're mocking me here.
I'm not mocking.
He said Shawn Michaels.
I'm being mocked. What's going on?
He said Shawn Michaels.
Something's going on. I know what's going on. Come on.
Just watch out for Jannetty. Jannetty's
Plus,
very good.
Your post-game, kids get to run the bases as well.
That's a great promotion.
And pre-game, kids get to have a catch on the field.
Oh, that's very
pretty
cool.
Dope.
Very
right?
fan-friendly, yes.
And I threw out the first pitch. And it all supports Elijah Foundation, which deals with families, young adults, and kids with autism.
Great cause. Do you think you will get a reaction, or do you think there'll be a lot of whos when they announce you to throw
there
the
won't
first
be any whos. No.
Will there be a cheer, a boo, or no reaction?
I think there could be a smattering.
A smattering of cheers?
Could go either way.
You think there'll be anybody
now
who
boos remember,
you?
It's a charity event.
Yeah, you can't boo a charity.
So are you going to boo a guy that shows up, on a Sunday while not watching his own son play in the flag football Super Bowl in Morris County?
All right.
Where I've coached every game this year.
So for-
and the only game I'm not coaching is the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Because I made a commitment to a charity? Yeah, boo me.
So for all the people on Twitter who don't like Craig, you're a soulless person if you actually go there just to boo him.
You can't boo me this
Sunday. You can't boo him this Sunday.
You can boo me any other day of the week you want.
Yes.
You can't boo me on Sunday.
Can't do it.
Is that a fair thing?
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I completely agree with you.
Like, I'm not coaching in the Super Bowl. And let me just give you a comparison.
Yes.
That's like Bill Belichick telling Tom Brady, I can't coach you in the Super Bowl, Tom. I made a commitment elsewhere.
You really think that would ever happen?
Well, I mean,
Bill ever do that?
Either you're a man of your word or you're not.
Yeah.
I made a pledge and a promise I'm going to see it through, even though my own son will suffer by not having me
there. Is he upset?
There.
What was his reaction to this?
He's upset because Lucky's coaching the offense in my place.
Oh, really?
And Lucky's been my assistant coach the whole year, so he knows all the kids.
But is he the head coach or just coaching the offense?
He's coaching offense. His buddy Patch coaches defense.
Gotcha.
That's where we're at. And they're wearing jackets and ties.
Yeah, on the sidelines?
Yeah, for the Super Bowl. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, they're like, listen, we got to do this right.
They're old school.
It's either they're going to wear jet jerseys,
right,
or they're going to go jacket and tie.
I like the jacket
and tie. So they're going jacket and tie, and they're bringing a briefcase.
Yeah, give a top hat, too.
And they're going to have this big display of opening the briefcase to take the play call out of the
Tom
briefcase.
Tom Landry on the sideline,
exactly,
ladies and gentlemen.
Right. I'm like, listen, no one's watching. Like, you don't need a briefcase. No, briefcase.
Briefcase. Oh, so, Jarvis Landry just signed with the New Orleans Saints. A little football news for you.
Really? Yeah. All right. I mean, their quarterback situation's not ideal.
Jameis Winston and Andy Dalton are their quarterbacks.
Jameis Winston off the injury.
Right.
And Andy Dalton as a backup.
But you know what's crazy?
And plus the other kid's still there, too.
But here's what's crazy about the Saints. Michael Thomas off an injury.
Taysom Hill, my bad.
They draft. Well, he's not going to quarterback.
No, I'm saying, but he's there.
Right. They drafted Olave out of Ohio State. They have Alvin Kamara. Like, they got some pretty damn good offensive weapons.
No doubt.
The problem is their quarterback is mediocre.
Well, you have a question mark at quarterback, and now you have a first-time head coach.
Yeah, but they got a good defense. They got a lot of weapons on offense, and the division overall is very winnable. Tampa Bay we look at and we anoint, but at some point Tom Brady's going to age. The rest of that division stinks, so I think the Saints, in a way, are fascinating. Plus, they have a new head coach.
Real quick, Mike's in Lindenhurst, because I got to put this topic to bed. Michael, put it to bed, please. Michael, what do you got?
Funny thing about the Rockers, guys. I went to a game last year against the Ducks.
What?
Evan, Leif Cassidy changed his name, though.
Oh, now, did he? Oh, that. You know now? What? That's a good. You're right. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
Changed his name to Al Snow.
Excuse me?
Funny thing, though.
I'm not. No.
No, it's true.
I know you guys are busting my chops
on this.
Leif
Cassidy was a Rocker, and then when he left the Rockers, he became Al Snow. So I guess he's not on the Rockers.
So is everybody in the Rockers named after a bad 1970s rock act? Is that where we're going?
No.
Is Stevie Ray Vaughan playing first?
No, Stevie Ray
is Robert Cray playing second.
Stevie Ray's on the Harlem Heat. Yeah. Very different team.
Yeah. Is Eddie Van Halen playing shortstop? Is Wolfgang playing third? Come on, guys. I'm not that slow.
So what are we doing then?
Huh? Is the Partridge family playing the outfield?
So have you figured out the game yet?
Yes. You're naming Rockers.
No.
You named David Cassidy.
Leif Cassidy.
Leif Garrett. Is he playing catcher?
The catcher's actually Michael Hickenbottom.
That's a good play. I forgot about that. Oh, yeah. Good play.
You don't like when things are over your head, do you?
I knew something was up, and I called you guys out on your fugaziness.
Should we explain it or just let those who understand enjoy
it?
Okay.
Probably wrestlers or something.
Damn it.
Probably like bad, like glam girl wrestlers or like rollerblade, acts.
Not quite.
1963.
But you were on the right track.
Bam Bam Bigelow's playing center. Great. Yeah. Is every guy you named a wrestler? Here's my question.
Yeah.
Before you tell me.
Yeah.
The guy that just called in, did he go along with what you guys were doing?
Yes.
He did. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So I'm the guy, I'm nodding on the joke. Oh, got me.
The Rockers were a famous tag team.
Ah.
So we were naming guys who were in the original Rockers, a few ex-Rockers. We were naming Rockers.
Sure. Okay, Eric Clapton's playing left
field. And as Big Mac pointed out, we were surprised that Shawn Michaels didn't give it away. That would have been the name.
Perhaps
that
I wasn't listening.
Yeah, perhaps.
I think you lost me at Gilletti. Yeah, I think that's when I tuned out at that point. Configuring, and by the way, here's why it worked, but it didn't work in a way.
Go ahead.
There's a good chance you know the roster of the Atlantic League Ducks.
Do you think so?
That's on the table.
Is it?
Which is why the joke works, because you might very well know.
Well, because at first, you thought I literally was naming players on that team. Like, you thought, oh, this son of a bitch,
chance.
Evan, he knows this team.
Yeah, but when the Cassidy one, even though for the wrong reason,
that
changed my reaction.
Yeah, I should have said Al Snow.
Because I thought you were going with, like, no joke, like the Partridge Family.
Yeah.
Or like old Teen Beat covers.
Gotcha.
That kind of thing. But, Teen Beat covers. For you and the six people out there that are fans of old school wrestling, have at it, boys, and congratulations.
We
you got
had
me.
Our fun.
I'm so glad that you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced. Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.